The Living End are headlining Sugar City Sounds at BB Prince Stadium this Saturday. Can't wait for this. And joining us on the line right now is Andy from The Living End. Andy, how are you guys feeling about coming to Mackay?
Well, we're kind of excited. We haven't done too many shows in Australia for quite some time, so it's nice to be home drinking good VB or whatever you're going to give us up there.
Well, you know what? VB isn't real. We've got it on tap up here a little bit, but Great Northern's a popular one here. 4X, would that suit you okay?
Yeah, what do they call them? Gold mangoes or...
I should know this.
I think they're mangoes.
Yeah, something mangoes. Milton mangoes.
Yeah, that's the one. Thank you. We'll have a couple of
them. We'll have a few on ice for you. Have you been to Mackay before, you guys, or any of you?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times, but not for a long time. I think the last time we went through there would have been at least 5 years ago.
Yeah, wow, okay. Andy, your album, your self-titled first album, I was thinking about this. I think it was the first album I ever bought. I'd got a few like Christmas years before, but I think that album was the first one I ever bought. So it holds a special place with me, and I loved rocking out to it back in the day when I was 12 years old at the time. And you guys are still going so strong right now. You've got your new album out, Wunderbar. Do you still have the same passion that you had back in those days?
I think we're probably equal, if not more, passionate about it these days. I don't know. It's a funny one. We're really stoked on the record. And it just feels like we've got plenty of fuel in the tank. I'm not sure. Some bands would have burnt out by now, I guess. But, yeah, we feel really really good, really happy to be still doing what we love to do.
Is there a favourite song that you have performing live? I mean, you've obviously got so many now. But is there one or two that you really think, even after all these years, that when you play it, it really hits home?
Yeah, it changes, from tour to tour, I guess. But I think one of the favourites amongst the three of us would be How Do We Know, because it's so... on its night, it's a very big, heavy song, and the crowd... It sort of gives the crowd time to get involved. I don't know. It's a huge riff, so that always seems like the most fun to play.
Yeah, nice. Will we be seeing it on Saturday?
I would say so, yeah. We haven't done a set list yet, but... We'll see how we go. Yeah, we didn't think too much about the set, but we'll write that 10 minutes before we go on.
Andy, with the help of the listeners, I've been putting together a song to play that's as Mackay as possible, and it's going to be recorded and played before all the main acts. Have you got any tips as a songwriter, as a music maker, any tips for a guy just throwing a song together? Any words of wisdom for us?
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, okay.
Yeah, absolutely, keep it simple. That's probably the best advice I could give you.
I'll take it on board. Andy, we cannot wait to have you guys here at Sugar City Sounds, along with Birds of Tokyo and Pete Murray. It's going to be one of the best shows we have here in Mackay for the year, no question about it. So thanks for the chat this morning, and we can't wait for Saturday.
We'll see you then.
Get your tickets at themeck.com.au. You don't want to miss out.